on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. The weather is perfect. There's virtually nothing we can't get done right now inside or outside our house, home, castle, or cabin. So let's see what we can do in Paul's home in Glendale.
Okay, in a minute. What's this about respected access? It's something Rosie wanted to make sure everybody heard about. So I wanted to make sure we cover that before we're out for the morning.
Yes. Okay, this is next. I did mention, I think. Did I?
Well, just like
or
a one-liner. I think you gave it a one-liner.
Did
I think he'd like a little more.
Okay.
This is one of his passions, you know?
Next week, November 7th, the Arizona Game and Fish Department and Tread Lightly will be hosting the Respect Access Arizona event. It's a shoot, a barbecue. I wonder who's doing the barbecue.
Mm. Are you?
And it can't be like wet barbecue. I hate barbecue that's like drowned in barbecue sauce.
Well, not just
that's not
just
even
read,
barbecue.
Who knows what they have? Just
raffles, live and silent auction. We're planning for the Arizona State Credit Union Pavilion located at Ben Avery Shooting Facility. Oh, that's funny.
If you haven't been out there, you need to go. It's really they've done such great improvements out there,
and they've got a sponsorship now. There was a time that would have bothered me, but I'd much rather see somebody sponsor it and have it public money than any kind of tax or...
Well, Arizona Game and Fish is all permit money.
Yeah, that's awesome. So they're not raising our permit fees.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. So I'll give them a plug. Arizona State Credit Union. Cool. So they're sponsoring Ben Avery's shooting facility. Very fun. Proceeds will be used to help fund long-term improvement strategies of the Respect Access is Open Access in Arizona campaign. You can buy tickets online at respectedaccessarizona.org. The cost will be $100 or just for the dinner, it's $60. Catered by barbecue. That is good barbecue.
That is good.
On I-10 there by Dunlap. Barbecues is good. That's good. They got some coleslaw.
Glad you approved.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Well, hey, look at these lines are lighting up.
So that's next weekend. If you are an outdoorsman and you've got a passion for teaching maybe your kids or other people about the outdoors, and you just get burned up, blood boiling inside when you see trash, or you come up to a old forest road that for whatever reason they have put a barricade on, and you've seen people just cut roads around it, and you see tire tracks running all over where there aren't roads, and you just get so frustrated, and you think, gosh, I wish there was something we could do.
Now you
Open
can.
Access is Respected Access next Saturday, Ben Avery Shooting Facility. If you don't know where that is, or you're new to the Valley, or you're new to Arizona, it's on Carefree Highway, west of I-10. That's between Anthem and Phoenix. Great, great location. All right, now let's get to Paul and see what we can do for him. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, taking a break from window washing.
All right.
Yeah. I have a vaulted ceiling in my kitchen with 7 recessed can lights. I'm guessing they're anywhere from 12 to 18 years old. And they're the kind that have the thermostats in them. And the thermostats seem to be gone because the lights blink on and off, on and off. The only thing I have replaced the lights with LEDs, but it doesn't help. Can we get, there is no access to the ceiling. So can those lights be pulled out from the carbon holes? They're 6-inch. Can they be pulled out and replaced, or will holes have to be cut in the ceiling and replace them that way?
I don't know. Do you know, Mom?
I don't.
All right.
Who would you send them to? Statewide Lighting, or?
Yeah, that would definitely be a good place to go. Statewide Lighting. They're a long way from you. Although with freeways right now, it's not bad. They're over on the 101 right off of Via de Ventura exit.
They are. Probably just even call them and they talk you through it.
If they sell something, a product that you can retrofit, I was actually going to say John at the Mighty Electricians.
There you go.
He's a wealth of knowledge as well. Either one of those would be good, and we're going to get one of them on the line. We're not going to have time to wrap it up this broadcast because we only have a couple minutes left before we're done. But just for reference, I would like to know that for our library. So, great question, Paul. Hang tight. We'll get you your answer today, and then we'll have an answer for everyone listening next week on Can You Retrofit? And what he's talking about is on those recessed lights. I mean, if you've touched a light bulb, you know they're extremely hot, especially the old halogens. And the recess can is a very popular look, but you can't put that in the attic and cover it with insulation and then not expect problems from the heat from the fixture, the heat from the light, the cover of the insulation, which can be a problem fire hazard. So they've got the safety regulations built into the boxes and the thermostat he was talking about to help try and maintain the temperature in the attic. Is what he's dealing with. So we'll find out if he's got a good retrofit application for a vaulted ceiling. Those are the ones with the pitch on the interior, and there isn't a lot. Most of those do not have any kind of attic access.
Did he say how old that house was?
About 18. Well, he said the lights were 18 years old. He didn't say if the house was 18 years old.
I just wondered that's something to consider when you're putting something like that in. It would be a good answer for a lot of people.
For
just
a long
to know how long would this last, and what will I have to do when it dies out.
Yeah. But the good news is a good skilled electrician and somebody like a Thompson's drywall to go in and patch and repair, you're not talking a hole bigger than probably a regular 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper and patchwork. So it's not a hugely invasive retrofit application to get those changed, if that's still your only option. So we'll have that answer for you next week. It's ROSIE, rosieonthehouse.com, ROSIE onthehouse.com. If you have questions between now and next Saturday, we'll have the 7 o'clock hour. Don't know yet. That's the fun part of it, is that we can make it anything and everything we want. So it'll be something specific to Arizona, though. That much we can guarantee you. 8 o'clock hour, we'll have John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery in talking notes from the nursery. 9 o'clock open hour. Then 10 o'clock, we'll have Ray of Light talking coatings, plastering, and finishes for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.